News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica on April 21 welcomed His Imperial Highness Prince Hermias Sahle Selassie, grandson of former Emperor of Ethiopia Haile Selassie I. The prince's visit coincided with the 50th anniversary of his grandfather's historic three-day state visit to Jamaica on April 21, 1966. The prince traveled with his wife, Princess Saba Kebede. He was greeted by government officials, including Culture Minister Olivia Grange and Transport Minister Mike Henry. His Imperial Highness thanked the government and people of Jamaica for the warm reception extended to him and his delegation.
It's a great honor to be 50 years hence in Jamaica, retracing the steps of my grandfather. And what we hope to do is use that experience as a point of reflection so that we can be inspired to commemorate this great event with the whole of Jamaica. I'm very much looking forward to meeting more people and to share this big occasion with everyone.
His Imperial Highness also addressed members of the Rastafarian faith who had gathered to greet him. The prince participated in several activities, including laying a floral tribute at the shrine of Marcus Garvey in National Heroes Park, a visit to Jamaica College and Haile Selassie High School. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamida Johnson-Smith has reiterated Jamaica's call for a review of the global drug control architecture, particularly the classification of cannabis as a dangerous drug. Addressing the UN General Assembly UNGAS on the world drug problem, Senator Johnson-Smith pointed out that the classification of cannabis under the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs is an anomaly. She argues that the medical value of a substance must be determined by science and evidence-based analysis above other considerations.
We will continue to abide by our international conventions, even as we work in close collaboration with the international community on designing balanced and innovative strategies to better address the world drug problem in all its dimensions.
Senator Johnson-Smith says Jamaica remains committed to its international obligations and looks forward to continued constructive dialogue on this issue. The three-day forum, held over the period April 19 to 21, sought to review global progress in implementing strategies to counter the world drug problem. The government will spend $292 million this fiscal year to rehabilitate the Mid-Clarendon irrigation system to reduce water loss and operational costs. The funds have been set aside in the 2016-17 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives. The project will be implemented by the National Irrigation Commission and will involve replacement of several thousand feet of defective pipelines and canal lines that are causing water loss in the area. Meanwhile, $40 million has been set aside in the estimates to start surveys to identify parcels of land to be acquired for roadworks under the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project. The sum will also be used to undertake an environmental impact assessment and any necessary review of the designs. And the final report from an investigation into contaminated gas discovered at several service stations last year is complete and will be submitted to Cabinet for review on Monday. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the disclosure during an address at the half-yearly meeting of the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association, JGRA, in Kingston recently.
Our team at the ministry is committed to doing everything in our powers to build integrity and restore trust and confidence in the petroleum market.
Minister Wheatley is commending the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee for its thoroughness in preparing, investigating, and finalizing the report. Based on samples of E10-90 and E10-87 fuel from service stations across the island in December last year, 17 stations were discovered to possess a contaminant known as gum and were ordered to close their pumps. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center. April 24, exhibition launch. April 29, school's arts day out. May 8, award ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.